Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Earlier this week, I came across a cartoon, and it was a conversation between Pilate and Joseph of Arimathea. Pilate said, "Joseph, I really don't understand. You're one of the richest men in the region. You've spent a small fortune on that new tomb for you and your family, and you want to give it to Jesus?" And Joseph replied, "Pilate, it's just for the weekend." My friends, the grave may be just for this weekend, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ is forever. And it is for every single crevice of the universe, even those parts not yet discovered. And tonight, the entirety of heaven and earth declare that the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Gathered here in the context of these sacred days and of this, the most sacred of all liturgies, we celebrate God's great victory over all that separated us from Him, that separated us from one another, that separates us even from our own self. We celebrate tonight His great victory over sin and suffering, over all death. And while our graves, our sufferings, certainly do continue beyond this weekend, there's a lot of suffering. Tonight, we acknowledge and declare their limit. Tonight, we acknowledge and declare that suffering has an expiration date. Tonight, we acknowledge and declare that the venom of the ancient serpent is gone, even though his bite remains. The life of Jesus, shared with us in baptism, is ours. These past 3 days, we've witnessed God's great and wonderful movement, the movement of His will in Jesus, with all of the trust, surrender, and acceptance that He could give, with the holy compunction, the piercing not only of His heart, but His hands and His feet and His head as well. Jesus passed into death, and tonight, His loving Father restored Him to life. Over the next 7 weeks of this Easter season, and in fact, for the rest of our lives, we will be trying to discover what exactly this night means. But the parable of the seed in the earth sheds light on the reality of the resurrection. And so too do the particular seeds in the lives of those in these front pews. So, light on the resurrection. You are all here tonight, and we rejoice with you in your family, in your faith, and in your lives, because at some point, a seed was planted. For Melissa, who's already been baptized, that seed planted in her baptism will be fully initiated in Christ tonight through the sacrament of confirmation and her first Holy Communion. For gift, the seed was planted all the way back in Thailand when her family sent her to a Christian school, although she herself was not Christian. And tonight, she will be baptized. For Jessica, it's more local, Delco. But her husband and her children and her family, moving by the seed and the prompting of the Spirit, that it's time. Time to be baptized. Now on this side, we have the McLaughlins. And seeds were planted there, not only in the family, but in each and every one of them, as unique as they are. It was 7 years that Brody, who's a sponsor tonight, was baptized here. And now, tonight, his brother Gabe, his sister Ireland, his mom Rebecca, and even his niece Everest, the daughter of his other sister, will be baptized. All seeds that are planted, seeds that with the grace of God and attentiveness to the Holy Spirit, with the great TSA of the spiritual life, can take root and can grow. And we pray that that's exactly what happens, that God, who has planted His seed, that God who has begun this good work through a greater trust, surrender, and acceptance, through the compunction and the wounds in our hearts, and by the power of His grace, may bring about a greater fulfillment for His church, for this parish, for each one of us, to the glory and praise of His Son, our risen Lord, Jesus Christ.